Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. News media are reporting that Volkswagen, the German-based automaker, was warned against using software designed to hide toxic emissions years ago by its own staff and one of its suppliers. The reports emerged in German media after a major scandal erupted in the US over VW cars and their use of so-called clean diesel. It was found that cars were outfitted with software that helped it pass emissions tests in order to fool environmentally conscious consumers. VW is the world's largest automaker. My guest is Andre Mura. He is an attorney with Girard Gibbs, and he now joins me. Welcome to Uprising, Andre.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, you are taking a close look at this story. This was not a matter of claiming that the cars were emitting low levels of emissions, right? And it was one emission, one particular chemical in particular. This was about VW deliberately putting into place a mechanism to fool emissions tests that would only kick in when the car could essentially determine that it was being tested. Can you explain exactly how the company achieved this?
Yes. Well, it seems that the company installed software, which in technical terms is called a defeat device. It's a device that exists to defeat the emissions test. So the way the software works is when the car company is testing the car to see if it's compliant with emission standards, it places the car on a platform, it locks the steering wheel, and it is supposed to run the car in a way that mimics real driving experiences. But essentially what this software did is it activated equipment that reduced the emissions. And then when the software would register when the car was actually being driven, because the steering wheel was no longer locked and there were other variables, and it would shut off. And so the emissions would increase far above legal limits. And it seems that the reason for the software was to save on fuel, because when the equipment is working in some of these cars to reduce emissions, it's using more gas. So there's better fuel economy when the software is turned off, but at the same time, there is a lot more pollution.
And in particular, it was the pollution of nitrogen oxide emissions that has been linked to asthma and all sorts of other health problems, particularly in children, right?
That's correct. Yes. I mean, nitrogen oxide has been well studied and documented to have serious health effects and to be a pollutant that's causes serious environmental problems. I mean, it's important to note that this is a self-reporting system. It's not, when we talk about federal tests, it's not the US government that's testing these cars for the most part. It's the manufacturers that are testing and then filling out essentially a form and self-certifying. And the US government only tests about 10 to 15% of the cars. There has been talk about changing the system to make it less reliant on essentially the honesty and self-reporting of manufacturers. But for now, it's dependent on manufacturers actually instituting tests that mimic real-world environments and that are accurately reported.
So essentially, Volkswagen relied on people who wanted fuel-efficient cars and low-emission cars, and essentially this deception was designed to, you know, sell consumers these cars. And I should mention, these are diesel-run cars, which is unusual for consumer vehicles. I mean, mostly it's trucks that use diesel, cars that we drive for, you know, just regular commuting generally use petroleum. But the cars that are in question at this time are diesel cars, and VW attempted to sell this notion of clean diesel, right?
That's right. Diesel cars are less common here than in the United States than in Europe. But Volkswagen has said that this scandal affects about 500,000 cars in the United States. And, you know, this has been going on since about 2009, and so about 6 years at least, as far as we know. And yes, Volkswagen made a big push to say, this is not your daddy's diesel. It had a concerted marketing campaign where it explained to the public that it had the technology to create clean diesel cars that also had good fuel economy and performance. And this is what it promised consumers. And it appears that it was dishonest in these representations. I mean, it ran a Super Bowl ad where it had its engineers wearing all white and sprouting angel wings. So, I mean, this was a very concerted effort by Volkswagen to corner this market, to create this market in the United States for diesel cars.
Is it safe to say that VW sold more cars and became more successful based on this cheating software?
I think that's fair, because these cars could not have legally been sold if they without the certification. And what the government has said in its public statements and its letter to Volkswagen is that it violated, at least it has evidence that it violated its regulations by reporting that these cars passed emissions tests when they did not. And so a manufacturer cannot legally sell cars that do not are not certified in this way. So I think that is fair.
Now, if the cars were designed with the software, it means that a large number of people would have been involved in, you know, this is, and we should just say it, a conspiracy, essentially. This is sort of fits the classic definition of a conspiracy. The designers, the engineers, the corporate executives, it would have been a, you know, when corporations design their products, a number of people in the sort of chain of command are involved in the decision-making process, whether it's profitable, whether it's efficient, et cetera. We can't imagine. I mean, VW is not going to be able to get away with saying that the higher-ups didn't know about this, right?
Well, so far, the higher-ups have said that they didn't personally know. But, of course, someone had to have known.
Someone signed off on this.
Yes, and it's very unlikely to be one person. I mean, this is... You would need the engineers. You would need also.
How could one person have taken it upon themselves to design an entire software to cheat emissions tests? There's just no way one person could have been involved in this.
Yes, it's just unbelievable to think that it would just be one person. I mean, Volkswagen has said that it was dishonest. I think Michael Horn, the chief executive of Volkswagen, said, you know, we were dishonest with the EPA, with California, and we have totally screwed up. It seems that there were a lot of people involved in that screw.
And so the VW is now claiming that it is investigating the scandal vigorously. I mean, as if it didn't know what its own cars were outfitted with. But who else is looking into this? What are the legal actions, as far as you know, that are generating both here in the United States and, as far as you know, in Europe, where actually the majority of the affected cars were sold?
Sure. Well, my firm, Gerard Gibbs, filed one of the first class action lawsuits on behalf of persons who bought or leased these vehicles. And this suit is a consumer fraud suit. It's alleging that Volkswagen defrauded consumers and that it promised consumers clean diesel vehicles and broke that promise. And so we're asking for a variety of remedies of legal relief. And it's not clear what the actual remedy is going to be, but the options, depending on which state law applies, could be a buyback program. It could be rescission, which is cancellation of the contract, and you go back to square one. But at a minimum, those remedies are quite rare, but this might be the rare case where state law calls for it. But at a minimum, these consumers paid a premium for these diesel vehicles. They paid more than they would have paid for their gasoline equivalent. So the lawsuit asks that the court require Volkswagen to pay back the difference. So that's the civil side. At the same time, there are federal agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency, that has suggested that it could impose substantial civil penalties for the environmental harms. And there's ongoing investigation in Europe as well.
Now, regulations like emissions tests are designed to hold corporations accountable. In California, where we are, we have to get smog tests, etc. But when large profits are at stake, corporations seem to find ways around them because they figure any fines are simply the cost of doing business. Shouldn't there be a criminal case here? Shouldn't people face prison time to really deter them from trying to cheat?
You know, I think too often there isn't any criminal prosecution in these cases. And until there is some sort of civil criminal penalty, I think it's likely to be that these sorts of consumer frauds continue. I think this case probably goes beyond the cost of doing business, though. You know, in this case, the CEO has lost his job. It's going to be incredibly damaging, it seems, to VW's reputation, just based on all the reaction that we're hearing at Gerard Gibbs from consumers. And Volkswagen has said that it's had to set aside $7 billion to pay its, legal liabilities, and that number may even go up. So I think this is beyond the cost of doing business in this case, but I agree that there should be some sort of criminal investigation in many cases of consumer fraud and environmental harm. And until there is, then corporations may treat violations of the law as simply the cost of doing business.
Now, I understand there's also thousands of cars on, on the lots in Europe that are not going to be sold, that they've held off from selling. So clearly VW is going to lose a lot of money. Do you think that some of this, going back to the motivation for why VW might have done this and the fact that they did become much more profitable based on this cheating software or the assertion that they did, it's Toyota and Toyota's hybrid cars as a major competitor. And so even when you have companies that are selling quite well, cars that are low emissions, other companies are like VW are attempting to compete, but not really. They're cheating. I mean, it seems as though they took advantage of consumer demand, really took advantage of consumer demand for environmentally safer cars.
Well, Volkswagen itself has said that it was dishonest in cheating the emission standards, and that dishonesty seems to be profit motivated. I think it seems that it tried to corner the market share for certain diesel vehicles. It tried to rehabilitate that market, which was not very active in the United States because diesel had a bad reputation as being dirty. And I think there was a good article in the New York Times kind of suggesting this motivation between this competition between Toyota. Certainly Volkswagen has over the years made its ambitions known publicly that it would like to be the world's largest automaker, and I believe that it is now. So I think it's fair to say that all the car companies are fighting to gain market share and to increase their profits, and some have cut corners in a way that harms consumers, harms the environment, and violates the law. I mean, just this morning, Audi announced that about 2.1 million of its cars were outfitted with this software that allowed Volkswagen to cheat U.S. emissions tests. And so there are 13,000 of these cars in the United States, and they're continually testing other diesel cars. So I think this won't be the only cars affected. It seems that there are other cars that may have been affected, and in Europe and the United States now, rather than relying on a lot of the self-reporting of manufacturers, it seems that there's going to be some sort of independent testing. So it remains to be seen how large this scandal
So
is.
it's going beyond Volkswagen at this point. Finally, Andre, what can our audience, members of our audience who might have VW diesel cars, do? What can you tell them? We might have listeners who are thinking, all right, I need to find out whether I'm going to be able to get some financial restitution, et cetera.
Yes, well, we're getting a lot of calls from consumers asking that question. And I think just the general framework from what I'm hearing from vehicle owners is that they feel that they were cheated. They feel that they were lied to by Volkswagen. And so they're wondering, can I trust a company that's been lying to the federal government and to the EPA and to me to do right by me, to make this right and to come up with a solution for me? Or do I want to stand side by side with other consumers and have an attorney represent me and have my day in court? And so, everyone has to decide that for themselves, but a lot of consumers are deciding to file suit right away. There have been about 50 different class action lawsuits that have been filed.
Wow.
Gerard Gibbs filed one of the first here up in the California in the San Jose area, and one in Los Angeles. So, consumers, if they would like to talk to an attorney, then they should. Or they can. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Or give out contact information for your law firm?
Sure. It's Gerard Gibbs, and probably the best way for your audience to find us is gerardgibbs.com.
And we'll post that to our website later today. Andre, I want to thank you so much for spending this time with us and explaining this story.
Thank you so much.
My guest is Andre Mura. He is an attorney with Girard Gibbs. Again, that's girardgibbs.com, G-I-R-A-R-D, Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S.com. Or check uprisingwithsonali.com later today. This is Uprising. We'll be right back with author Elmer Lightman. Stay tuned.